Thank you. away from his presence. And the Lord did all his service upon this. So the people of Israel were taken from their homeland into exile in Syria and elsewhere. The king of Assyria brought people from Babylon, Persia, Persia, to replace the Israelites. They took all of Israel and lived in its towns. They went to the home of their religion, but they believed on verse 33, Psalms 27:2, said it best. They worshiped the Lord, but they also served the Lord God by presence of trusting in the Christians and their standing in Christ. Now, what is going on? The people, they don't get excited, and so they're calling your very own church and ask you to do a rescue or whatever. In America, and then it says something like, please hold your applause until the end of the day, as we see. They have a phone box, right? Can you do that here? This person wouldn't believe that one of the things that happens in this is a little bit of that. So it might be extra. It would be beautiful for that to taste perfectly. And the shoes that match the reason is going to look good. Then the name is called, maybe it was very clear. I didn't know if she just thinks of one. You know? Thank you.
up his house, and then up at the restaurant up 13, which is 13. He just entered every one of the communities in Chicago when he passed it again. Remember, Christ, the Lord of God, again, was not out there, so they needed a whole lot of people who really went through one of them up to eternal life. And then the rest 14 miles. don't leave anything to have a boy. So when the Samaritan comes in, we can encourage them to stay with them. And we speak to them, at least, because of his words, many more became believers. This is the one we no longer believe this because of what you said. Now we heard from his mouth that we know that this man really is the Savior of the world. So, we have a hope of that woman, the Samaritan woman, being a Christian. That was great. And so many words that, you know, she believed in Jesus and she was saved. But she didn't get excited. And she prayed and it was a town and said, you know, come see this person. So, you know, Peter was actually a famous Christian. But it's good that many of those vehicles are in the town and believe in Jesus and hand them back to Jesus. So, I'm going to have this one basin of some secret. It's getting the truth. Transform life. Life that absolutely, that totally changed, transformed, brand new. That's what happens. When it considers the prayer for joy, receives the truth, and accepts it, your life is truly and permanently changed. Over and over again. And you learn how it was, and it plays from the ranking thing, and then you find the name of Christ, and ask them to pray, when it was born and ready. About maybe 60. He's been studying for about 2 years. He says, look, I don't know what else that reason is, but I know this is to give up the mission of the ancestor and trust in Jesus Christ alone for my salvation. Remember, he's cheating. The Holy Spirit says, I don't know what I'm going to do with your church. Next time he saw the Ashes dying, he said, God, this is really not happening. Some kind of a faith, some kind of a approach, some kind of a opportunity on the truth of the gospel, we just need to get the opposite truth. And it's not really, and it's not from all the world of church. And I said, don't worry about that. I said, what do you have? What do you know? And the pastor of my pastor plays a physical spirit school, and he's like, you know, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to say, hey, we have a lot of beautiful presentations on the gospel. If you're there, right? But if you're not even listening to that, right? So give people the positive spiritual truth. And then finally, in the final question, verses 5-6, the unstained corners of all the numbers, like my open mouth, and the fields that are ripe for harvest. The field of reaper draws the branches, in love and harvest, the crop of eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be dwelling together. We want to be harvested to our fellow harvesters. Who's harvesting? The crop that we make you. We're harvesters. Jesus is one of us and the harvesters. If it was a question, I think a lot, the very bad question is no. But we harvest here, we harvest over there. Do we focus on the next year? Do we focus on the next year? And the answer is yes. We do. But Jesus answered this, no. That's why he told the disciples, you know, what he says, that Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the most parts of the earth, is the one who will be there. The church, his body, his Christians can be full and whole of that. To reach out locally, there's a woman from Judea, a woman from this world, and can also be full in the whole world. And so, God that's looking for a harvesters, he's looking for you and I to be harvesters. And he will show us where we harvest. If we just allow him to, we just go to where we're going, whatever we want to do, and he will show us where he wants to be there again. And that's another question I have for you. Where does he want you to be harvesting? And what do you think is the greatest commandment of all? You know, edit the following.